This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The story begins tonight in the markets. Very pleased with the choice of Scott Bessent to be Secretary of the Treasury for the second Trump administration term. Liz Peeks underlines that Scott Bessent is well-liked on Wall Street, understands the markets, has been an advisor to President-elect Trump for some time during the campaign, and speaks well of his colleagues. Scott Bessent, celebrated by Wall Street. High praise in all directions. Liz Peek read me some. Well done. Also, we speak of Howard Lutnick, who is assigned to Secretary of the Commerce for Mr. Trump. Lutnick is characterized by Liz as the right man to deal with the Chinese aggressors, predators sometimes. A man characterized as well-to-do. Both these men are very well-to-do, self-made men. Howard Lutnick is a man who used to contest in the trenches. Well done. Romania. Conversation with Judy Dempsey. She's just back from Romania about the surprise and shock of the first round election of a man named Georgescu, who heretofore has been a diplomat and a member of the elite in Romania, is now especially the elite because he outpolled everyone in the first round. The liberal establishment in Romania is looking to gather around one candidate in the second round. However, Mr. Georgescu gained a great deal of attention. He's a populist. He's anti-EU, anti-NATO, anti-Ukraine war, anti-US. This is what is populism in Europe. Reminded me of AFD. Mary Kissel joins to comment on the ruin that is Hong Kong, not only for foreign investors, but also for people who live there, have lived there for years. A beautiful city rendered in a ruin of trust by the Chinese authorities. Xi, obedience, surveillance. Also, the question of Ukraine, searching for post-war for Ukraine. The war is done. The killing continues. The recruiting from all parts of Eurasia continues. There is no stomach for the fight anymore in Ukraine or outside. Europe itself has said, end it. And Ukraine will listen at some point. So will the new Trump administration. London Calling. Joe Sternberg joins from London to talk about inflation and the debate over inflation. What caused it? Those sympathetic to Bidenomics say it was supply chain. Those unsympathetic to Bidenomics say it was the excessive government spending in 22, 23, and continuing. All that money is not spent yet. It's still flowing into the system. Also, we talk about Keir Starmer's government raising taxes without a plan. Hezbollah said to be in ceasefire mode with Israel. It has been here many times before. It's difficult to trust. It's impossible to trust. Hezbollah, and like other terror organizations, is accustomed to calling a ceasefire. What they really mean is rearm. However, they're rogues, not us. They're rogues will fire rockets to demonstrate some kind of defiance. And Hezbollah will say, we don't have any control over that. I don't know what the guarantees are. Zelensky seeking post-war shelter for himself and his family. Good for him. He better. There are a lot of nasty characters in Ukraine, and they're not all Russian. Ottawa with doubts. Gregory Copley reports about how Five Eyes does not trust the Trudeau government and is waiting for its replacement. A new government in Canada will bring Canada back into Five Eyes trust again. There is no trust now, Gregory reports. King Charles report. Charles III is now on the notes and the coins. Good for him. He's working very hard despite health challenges. New World report with Evan Ellis. First, the tariffs on Mexico and Canada and the reactions, what it means. Then the good news from Uruguay. A history teacher is elected to lead his country. And Evan Ellis, my colleague, speaks very well of Uruguay. In Brazil, a melodrama, a telenovela. Too complicated, other thing to say. Lawfare is being used. The winner's justice, Lula da Silva's government, is persecuting or pursuing Bolsonaro, who's out of power, who's been forbidden to run for re-election in 26, is ready to defy that forbidden. And then finally, a report on how Argentina prospers with details, small details. A wonderful good news report from Argentina. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.